जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन जय यशोदानंदन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय यशोदा जय यशोदनंदन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय ब्रज जन रंजन, जय यशोदनंदन जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, 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 जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, jayo yashodanandana jayo braja janaranjana jayo braja janaranjana jayo yashodanandana jay yamuna tiravan chari jay kunj bihari jay jay radha madhava jay kunj bihari jay radha madhava jayo radha madhava jayo kunj bihari jayo radha madhava jayo kunj bihari jayo radha madhava jayo kunj bihari jayo जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमति श्रीवाइंग्रे सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराणम की जय। जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग गौर। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ ఫర్ అవర్ డైలీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. టుడే వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 2 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ అ డివినిటీ అండ్ డివైన్ సర్వీస్, టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 15. కైండ్లీ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ.
యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తా కర్మగ్రంథీ నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తా కర్మగ్రంథీ నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తః కర్మగ్రంథీ నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. కర్మగ్రంథి నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తా కర్మగ్రంథి నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం.
మత
యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తా కర్మగ్రంథి నిబంధనం చిందంతి కోవిదాతస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం.
మతజీస్ Translation and the purport of this verse. Translation: With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The contact of the spiritual spark with material elements creates a knot which must be cut if one wants to be liberated from the action and reactions of fruitive work. Liberation means freedom from the cycle of reactionary work. This liberation automatically follows for one who constantly remembers the transcendental pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because all the activities of the Supreme Lord, His Leela, are transcendental to the modes of the material energy. They are all attractive spiritual activities, and therefore constant association with the spiritual activities of the Supreme Lord gradually spiritualizes the conditioned soul and ultimately severs the knot of material bondage. Liberation from material bondage is therefore a byproduct of devotional service. Attainment of spiritual knowledge is not sufficient to ensure liberation. Such knowledge must be overcoated with devotional service so that ultimately the devotional service alone predominates. Then liberation is made possible. Even the reactionary work of the fruitive workers can lead one to liberation when it is overcoated with devotional service. Karma overcoated with devotional service is called karma yoga. Similarly, empirical knowledge overcoated with devotional service is called jnana yoga. But pure bhakti yoga is independent of such karma and jnana, because it alone can not only endow with one liberation from conditional life, but also award one the devotional service, transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, any sensible man who is above the average man with a poor fund of knowledge must constantly remember the personality of Godhead by hearing about Him, by glorifying Him, by remembering Him, and by worshipping Him always without cessation. That is the perfect way of devotional service. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were authorized by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach the bhakti cult, rigidly followed this rule and made immense literatures of transcendental science for our benefit. They have chalked out ways for all classes of men in terms of the different castes and orders of life in pursuance of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and similar other authoritative scriptures.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramananda madhavam asaduna sadutadai atinicho chatakara hanamum cha kadachin premnarat kantha vispuram.
Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and for the happiness and enjoyment of the devotees. So it is a very interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Sud Goswami is answering questions asked by all the sages assembled in Naimisharanya. And after this verse, from 16 till 21 or 20, till 21, how bhakti progresses, that has been described. So here, it is said that the world spent $647 billion on advertisement industry. It comes to 485,250 crore rupees every year on advertisement. Whatever advertisement we see, how many? 485,250 crore rupees has been spent only on advertisement all over the world, only in 1 year. And what is the aim of this advertisement? The aim of this advertisement is only one thing. How can people trade their money with the product and the services? This is the only aim. And what is the people's tendency? The tendency of the people is to hear about those products, about those services, which can deliver them enjoyment and remove their difficulties. This is natural tendency of living entity, to hear about those things, those products, those services, which can deliver them enjoyment or happiness and remove their difficulties or discomfort. That hearing tendency is always there. And therefore, if you see all over the world, advertisement only guarantees you, false guarantee, that khushiyon ki chabi. Isn't it? Key for happiness, key for enjoyment. So this tendency of hearing about those products, those services is been exploited by material energy. Living entity want, all the jiva wants that happiness. Somehow or other I shall get relieved from the miseries what I am facing. And all over the world, so much of money is been spent just to assure all the living entities in this world. The false promises have been made. And therefore here we see that the same tendency, if we dovetail towards hearing about Lord's power and the beauty, then it can deliver. Here the same thing has been spoken. Yadanu dhyasina yukta, the weapon of remembrance can cut through the reactionary works or reactionary activities which all jiva face in this world. This knot has been created because of the contact of false ego with the material nature. That is what Jiva Goswami talks about. And though that false ego which aspires, which hankers for enjoyment or to establish its control, creates reactionary actions or reactions, reactionary work. For my enjoyment, I work. And that creates bondage. And with that bondage, liberation is not possible. With that mentality, liberation is not possible. So if one wants to get rid of that bondage, one has to take this process of remembering Lord's pastime. Who will not hear about Krishna who saves mankind from the greatest misery? That is what Jiva Goswami writes about this verse. That Chindanti Kovida Tasya Kona Kuryat Katharatim. If you see this word-to-word translation, Prabhupada writes Ratim as attention. Ratim basically means love, attraction. But here, Prabhupada translates masterfully this word Ratim as attention. So one might think, I don't have love for Krishna, then how can I remember? And jiske paas pyar hai, wahi to yaad karta hai. If I don't have love, how can I remember? So here, Prabhupada has translated this word Ratim as attention. When we hear attentively, that can help us in remembering, even if there is no love. So that attention is given more important, and attention is a choice. Choice of each one of us, whether to give attention or not. That choice is available with us. So how we exercise that choice to be attentive or not, that decides our remembrance. And further, it culminates into liberation. So keeping this in mind, I would like to discuss few pastimes of Lord Krishna, because when we remember about someone, remembrance can only come when we get attracted to that person's quality. If those qualities are not attractive, we feel repulsion from that person. We don't want to remember that person. We want to run away from that person, if that is troublesome. So our acharyas, they have given us all the evidences Why one should remember Krishna? Why one should try to hear attentively about Lord Krishna? So one of the beautiful verses from Padyavali which talks about why we should remember Krishna.
Vatsalyadabhayapradahasamayad artarti nirvapanad audaryadagasheshanadaganita shreyapadaprapnayad sevya sripatir eva sarva jagatamete yata sakshina prahladascha vibhishanascha kirirat panchali ahalyadhruva.
So here, this devotee is giving witnesses. Why one should remember Krishna and what are the qualities of Lord Krishna? So that we can get attracted toward those qualities or those that personality, Gopinath. So what is that? Vatsalya. Unlimited affection Krishna has. And for his devotees, he has unlimited affection. And what is the witness? So he says, if somebody asks, what is the witness? How much Krishna loves? So he says, just look at the example of Prahlad. That Prahlad, who was all alone in that kingdom of Hiranyakashipu, remembering Krishna. And for that Prahlad, Krishna took that incarnation.
Satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam vyapti cha bhuteshu akilesha chatmana adrishyata ati adbhutam rupam udvahan stambe sabhayam namrgam namanusham.
Satyam vidhatum, just to make his words truthful about Prahlad said that here is the Lord, in this pillar he is there. Satyam vidhatum nija vritya bhashitam, just to make those words truthful, Krishna appeared from that pillar, which is not a living entity. And in one of the conversation, Brahmaji, while talking about that pillar, somebody says it's the Pitamaha Pitamahi. Means Brahmaji is called Pitamaha. He is the creator. Pitamaha means one who is elderly. Father ke father means Pitamaha, Dadaji. And he is the original Pitamaha. And that pillar is called Pitamahi. Because Lord or Narasimhadev appeared from that pillar. So that pillar is called as Pitamahi. Means Dadaji ki Dadi. So Pitamaha Pitamahi has been described just for Krishna, just for Prahlad, Krishna appeared from that pillar. So this is a vatsalya Krishna has displayed for our remembrance, or for our one to get attracted towards him. Vatsalya. Then he says abhaya pradaha, that offering fearlessness. Everyone is fearful in this situation, in this condition of life, in this world. There are different kinds of fear. So he says, how Krishna offers fearlessness? So he gives example or witness to this is Vibhishan. Ravana's brother, Vibhishan, he was also staying in Lanka, all alone, remembering Lord Ram. But when he gave up the association with Ravana and came to take shelter of Lord Ram, when everyone was protesting, no,
We should not give him shelter. We should not give him ashray. That time Lord told this to all his vanaras, all his devotees. And for all of us, he told this. That sakrit eva prapannoyam tavasmi chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat vratam mamaha. This is my vow. That anyone who takes my shelter, that shelter will not go in vain. Only once that person has to tell that I am yours, O my Lord. Only that is sufficient for someone to get protection, insurance, the real insurance. Abhaya pradaha. So Lord Krishna is giving that fearlessness. And we can see that Lord Ram accepted Vibhishan without any condition. And gave him all protection and made him Lanka Raj or Lanka Adipati, king of Lanka. So this is the second quality. The third quality which has been described, it is Samayat Artarti Nirvapanat. Remover of distress. One who removes your distress. Today's the bigger than corona epidemic, the stress is the biggest epidemic. And here, Lord Krishna's guarantee is given that he is Artarti Nirvapana. So, he gives example of Kirirat. Kirirat is none other than Gajendra. Who was fighting with that crocodile for thousands of years. That Gajendra, distressed, was taken away by Lord. It is what Gajendra was praying is that Jiji Vishenahamihamuya Kim Antar Bahishavritaye Bhayunya Ichamikale Nayasya Viplavas Tasyatma Loka Varanasya Moksham. I don't desire to leave anymore. That is what Gajendra is praying to the Lord. I am also not desiring to get freed from this distress which I am fighting with Graha, a crocodile. What do I want? He was saying that, oh Lord, please free me from this ignorant body of an elephant. And not only of that ignorant body, but ignorance itself. That ignorance can prevail in anybody. Whether it is human being or whether it is animal. And he is saying that Ichchami kalena yasya viplavas. So this ignorance which a living entity is carrying, which is taking him in a ride for going through repeated birth, and that is the distress, that is the bigger distress than the problems we face in the world. So, Ichchami Kalena Yasya, please, that ignorance which cannot be destroyed by the passing of time, please remove that ignorance. That is what Gajendra was praying to Lord, and Lord came. So, he came, not only removed his distress, but also made him his own Parshad. He took him back to God. Artarti Nirvapana. And the fourth quality is described here. Audarya. Magnanimity. And he gives the witness for this magnanimity is Draupadi.
Karuna kar Draupadi Pukari Pat me lipat gaye vanvari Nirakaraye sab nar nari radhe sham sham sham. Karuna kar Draupadi Pukari. When Draupadi called out for Lord, O Govinda, O Madhav,
And Lord came running to save her, her dignity. And that audarya, Lord Krishna showed, magnanimity, Lord supplied so much of sari that people were bewildered. They were thinking, nari hai ya sari hai? Audarya, Krishna showed that magnanimity by saving her dignity. And the fifth quality which is described here is agashoshanat, one who absorbs the sins of his devotees. Kaliyuga itself is a full of sin. And the special qualification of Kaliyuga is those who are most wretched or sinful. So for us the hope is given here, agashoshana, that the witness is Ahalya, Sakshina, that Ahalya who was cursed by Gautam Rishi to become a stone, and she was lying as a stone for millions of years, but just by the sparsha, the touch of Lord brought her back and restored her in that great position. So Ahalya, and next the sixth quality is described here, Aganit Seya Pada Prapnavar. Miss Lord offered such a position, Aganit Sreya, means a countless. When we deal with any person in this world, they keep hisab barabar. How much you give, that much he will give back. Lenden. Either he will not give, and even if he gives, he will give as much as you have given. Not even if ratti bhar, aise Hindi mein kehte hain, he won't give much. But here, it is said that Lord gives unlimitedly if you perform little bit. Aganit Sreya Prapnava. And the example, the witness is given of Dhruva Maharaj. That Dhruva, he performed tapasya for getting some kingdom. But Lord gave him unlimited, a place which cannot be destroyed even by time. So when Nanda Sunanda comes to take Dhruva Maharaj, that time they tell Dhruva Maharaj, Sudurjayam Vishnupadam Jitam Twaya Yatsurayo Prapya Vichakshate Param Atishtatachandra Divakaradayo Grahakshatara Paschanti Dakshinam Patinta Dakshinam. That Sudurjayam Vishnupadam. Durjayam means very difficult. And Sudurjayam means very, very difficult. It's very difficult to obtain what? Vishnupadam, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. But you have jitam taya. You have won that. Are jo the yat surya, which is not even possible to the greatest of the demigods like Chandra and Surya and all other demigods. That thing have been achieved by you. Vishnupadam. Sudurjayam. So Lord offered that position for Dhruva Maharaj. Until today, Dhruva is glorified for his devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Dhruva hundreds and hundreds of times. About Prahlad Maharaj, hundreds and hundreds of times. Means Lord himself, who came to relish the love, the highest ecstasy, viraha bhav, that Lord was relishing stories about this Prahlad and Dhruva. So that is the glory of Lord. So why one should not remember and cut through all this reactionary work? So this is what Lord is given to all of us. And I was just trying to have some parallels with Krishna Lila of all these six qualities. I was trying to meditate. How Krishna, in his own pastimes, now Prahlad Maharaj Narasimha Dev appeared, for Gajendra Lord Hari appeared. In Krishna Leela, how all these six things Lord displayed through his Leela. That I was just contemplating. So, please bear with me. So first is Vatsalya. That how Lord Krishna showed affection. And that beautiful story, even Brahmaji glorifies this. Ahoti dhanya brajagoramanya stanya mritam pitamati vati muda yasam vibhovat sataratma jatmana natripyate yadyapi achalam advara. Since the beginning of creation, so many prayers from Vedic prayers have been recited and so many yajnas have been performed for your pleasure, O my Lord. But you have not felt so much satisfaction, so much you relished by drinking the milk, or when goes, the cows and the Ramanya, the gopis of Vrindavan offered to you. You experienced so much of pleasure, so much of ecstasy, so much of happiness, so much of enjoyment. You have not even experienced from all these yajnas and all these prayers. Ahoti dhanya. What a glorious position they have achieved. And to reciprocate this, as we know that beautiful story, when on the day of Gopashtami, or Lord Krishna was first time was going to herd cows, and Mother Yashoda came and told him, Krishna, your lotus feet are so soft. When you will go in forest, when you will go in jungles, there are so many hard stones over there. So many thorny bushes are there. So they may hurt you. So why don't you wear slippers? Wearing those slippers. You go. Krishna replied to Mother Yashoda that I am caretaker of cows. So if my cows do not have, how can I have those slippers? If you want me to wear those slippers, please arrange for 18 lakh pairs. Because cow has 4 legs. So each one will have those pairs. And then I can wear those pairs. So Mother Yashoda thought, my God, it's too much. So I cannot provide that many. So then Mother Yashoda thought, at least I will give him something to protect him. So she told, hey Krishna, there will be hot sun. So why don't you carry umbrella? So Krishna again said, if you want me to carry umbrella and protect myself from that sun, so please provide umbrella for all the cows. How many are there? Yashoda said, 9 lakhs. So, she said, I cannot provide that. And then Krishna said another thing. Well, because cow do not have hands, they only have legs. So what you have to do? You have to give one more servant for carrying that umbrella so that cows can be protected. So 9 lakh servants you will have to arrange. By hearing that, Mother Yashoda said, okay, you go. But when cows heard those things, that Krishna is not wearing slipper for our sake, Krishna is not carrying umbrella for our sake, so they themselves went into the pasture ground and they made that Vrindavan land so soft, they smashed all the stones, all those, they removed all those thorny bushes wherever Krishna would roam. And they made it so soft, till today, Vrindavan's land is so soft. It's like a talcum powder, isn't it? This is affection Krishna has shown, Vatsalya. Then Abhaya Pradaha. How Krishna offered Abhaya or fearlessness. So the beautiful explanation given in Bhagavatam, when Lord Krishna takes birth. So Mother Devaki and Vasudevji both are terrified because of Kamsa's terror. He had killed 6 children of this couple, this great devotees. One, they were not knowing what happened to that 7th one. And now, 8th one, Krishna is going to take birth. And he took birth. And both of them were terrified. What now Kamsa will do? So that time, immediately, Sukhdev Goswami, he writes a very beautiful verse over there. Athaya namastad avadharya purusham param natanga kritadhi kritanjali saurochisha bharat sutika graham virochayantam gatabhi prabhavavit. Gatabhi means became fearless. Why? Because they both understood that Lord had appeared to give them protection. Or give him protection, Vasudevji thought. Gatabhi prabhavavit. So long he was fearful of Kamsa. Now here, he experienced that fearlessness in his heart. As soon as he came in front of the Lord, or Lord appeared in front of him. And when he saw the beautiful form of that little Gopal, it is written over there, tamadbutam balakambu jekshanam chaturbhujam shankha gada yudayudam. Chaturbhujam shankha gada yudayudam. So here, tam adbutam, that balak appeared wonderful. Adbutam. And acharyas, they talk about this adbhut. What was the adbhut in Krishna? So they give different reasons for his being adbhut. So now when Vasudevji saw that beautiful sight of Lord Krishna just born, so he was not smeared with blood and all other things. Because generally when child is born, when he takes birth, so all kinds of contamination is there. But when Krishna took birth, not everything, like not at all, it was there. So when he was seeing, I am seeing this form of with my material eyes. His Lord is transcendental. We cannot see with our material eyes. Similar thing happened in 8th canto when Lord appeared in front of Brahmaji and all other devatas. Brahmaji could see, but all other devatas could not see. Because with our material senses, and most of the time people keep asking, hey, why cannot I see God? Because it is because of material senses. Material senses does not allow you to see the transcendental form of the Lord. But here, when Vasudevji was thinking, I have a material eyes and all other senses, but with this material eyes also I am able to see this form of the Lord. Therefore it is Adbhutam. And not only that, he was thinking, I am bound in this prison of Kamsa, which is full of ignorance. But here, Lord has appeared with all his limbs formed so beautifully and having ornaments on him. And those ornaments are shining so much that all ignorance, not only of this prison, but ignorance of my heart is also removed. Therefore, this balak is adbhutam. So, gatabhi prabhavavit, he offered fearlessness to his own devotee, Vasudevji. Artarti nirvapanat, removal of distress. One who removes distress. And the beautiful pastimes of Davanal Pan and holding Govardhan. Girivar Dhari. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tannath Gokulam Prabho Tratum Arhasi Devan Kupidad Bhaktavatsala. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho, హే కృష్ణ ప్లీజ్ సేవ్ అస్. తన్నాత గోకులం ప్రభో, యు ఆర్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గోకుల, వై షాల్ ఐ ప్రొటెక్ట్ యూ బికాస్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్ ఇఫ్ కృష్ణ ఆస్. దెన్ దే సే త్రాతుమరసి, వీ హ్యావ్ బిన్ టార్మెంటెడ్ బై దిస్ దేవత, బై ఇంద్రాజ్ రాత్, ప్లీజ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ మీ, ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్. ఆర్తార్తి, అండ్ దెన్ కృష్ణ పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ గోవర్ధన్ లీలా. అండ్ దావానల్ పాన్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ కృష్ణ మహావీర హే రామ అమిత విక్రమ దావాగ్ని దయ్యమానాన్ ప్రపన్నాం స్థాతుమర్హతం. ప్రపన్నాం, వీ ఆర్ యువర్ సరెండర్ డివోటీస్. త్రాతుం, అగైన్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ కమ్స్, వీ ఆర్ టార్మెంటెడ్ బై దిస్ ఫైర్, ప్లీజ్ హే మహావీర్ హే అమిత విక్రమ, ఓ పర్ఫార్మర్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ టాస్క్, ప్లీజ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ఆర్తార్తి నిర్వాపనాత్ అండ్ ఔదార్యాత్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణాస్ మ్యాగ్నానిమిటీ కెన్ బి సీన్ ఇస్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ఫ్రూట్ వెండర్. దట్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్టోరీ అట్రాక్ట్స్ అవర్ హార్ట్ సీయింగ్ కృష్ణాస్ మ్యాగ్నానిమిటీ. కృష్ణ హి సేస్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, పత్రం పుష్పం ఫలం తోయం యో మే భక్త్యా ప్రయశ్యతి తదా భక్తి ఉపరతం అష్నామి ప్రయతాత్మ. సో దిస్ ఫ్రూట్ వెండర్ షీ వాజ్, సమాచార్యాస్ రైట్ దాట్ షీ వాజ్ రెసిడెంట్ ఆఫ్ మథురా, అండ్ షీ హ్యాడ్ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ చార్మింగ్ బాయ్ ఆఫ్ బృందావన్. షీ వుడ్ సెల్ దోస్ ఫ్రూట్స్ and she had tried many times. She would come to Vrindavan and she had tried many times to have a darshan of Krishna, that beautiful little child, but she was not successful till now to get his darshan, because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda was very protective of Krishna. So one day she took a vow that today, no matter what, I should get darshan of Krishna, otherwise I won't leave. So with that determination she came selling her fruits, phallo phallo phallo, and she came to Nanda Maharaja's bhavan. And as she was doing this activity, and she was so much absorbed thinking that I should get Krishna's darshan today, so she even forgot saying fallo fallo. She started chanting Damodar lo, Madhav lo, Govinda lo. And it's easiest way to have a Krishna's darshan is Naam Sankirtan. So as soon as Krishna heard that somebody is calling his name, so immediately his attention went towards that Damodar lo, Govinda lo, who is calling me? We understood that fruit vendor has come, and now he developed that desire, okay, I should have fruits. So as we all know, he had seen that. So he carried all the grains in his hand, and he was like barely having clothes on his body. His mother Yashoda had only tied a very golden belt on his waist, and that belt was covering everything. And with that beautiful body, attractive body, he was carrying those grains in his hand. And while carrying those grains in his hand, all the grains fell down. Only 2-3 grains remained in his hand when he came to exchange, having that barter. And looking those fruits, Krishna's eyes became big. Wow, what a sweet fruits, he was thinking. And by seeing that beautiful darshan, even that vendor was getting attracted to him. But there was only few grains. So then Krishna was thinking, how shall I ask? So he was just looking at her, showing those grains. Then she said, see, Lala, you do not have sufficient grain, but I can give you fruits, all this banana, papita, apple, whatever it may be, all this juicy fruit, only if you sit on my lap and call me mother. आप अगर मेरी गोद में बैठोगे और मुझे मम्मी कहोगे या माँ कहोगे. But Krishna was afraid. कि अरे how can if someone sees I'm sitting on some stranger's lap, so people will laugh at me. They will laugh at Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So he was afraid to sit on her lap. So he looked here and there, saw is someone there or not. So he saw there is no one. So he immediately ran, sat on her lap and called her ma and ran back. So when she saw that Krishna sat on her lap, she experienced that joy. She forgot everything. She gave all the fruits to him, whatever he could carry, and just remained stunned seeing him going back. So when Mother Yashoda saw, hey, from where did you bring all these fruits? Krishna couldn't say anything. So Mother, she distributed. And she remained, that lady, she remained over there. And so many gopis came and took away. Means that fruits were still there in her basket. But she did not even charge. So somebody came and asked her, hey, what are you doing? She had forgotten all her duties. And just remembering Krishna is calling her mother. So when she came back to her senses, she understood. My God. And she saw that her basket is khali. There is nothing. And she has not earned for the day. So she just happily went. Actually, when she came, she was carrying that load full of fruits on her head. And her both hands were, with that both hands she was dancing, because village ladies, they have a practice. Without holding their hands, touching the hand, they can carry the things. So she was dancing and chanting. So while going back also, she was dancing and chanting. And when she came close to Yamuna, suddenly her basket became heavy. Arey, abhi khali, arthi abhi phir bhar gayi hui hai. And when she came, when she saw that there was so much of wealth over, means so much of Krishna has reciprocated. So Audarya, I'll just finish in 2 minutes. And Agashoshanath, Agasur story we know. Agasur means a person full of sin. What Krishna gave him in that beautiful story? That Krishna offered him a Sarupya Mukti. Because he gave pleasure to his devotees. Agashoshanath. And Aganit Shreya Pada Prapna. Aho Bakiyam Tanakala Kutam Jigam Sayapaya Yadapya Sadavi Lebe Gatim Datri Uchitam Tatonyam Kamva Dayalu Sharanam Brajima. Aganit Shreya Prapna. The person who came to kill Krishna, that person not only given liberation, but given the position of a mother. Is there any other position better than this? Aganit Shreya Prapnava. This Shreya, this achievement is much more bigger than any achievement of this world. That pad, that position, Lord Krishna gave to Mother Putana. So this is what Lord Krishna is displaying through his pastimes, displaying through his leelas, that instead of hearing to advertisement and here getting promise or feeling promised by happiness and enjoyment of this world, why don't we listen, hear about the glorious pastimes, glorious qualities of Lord Krishna, and keep remembering him to cut the reactionary work of our life. So I'd like to stop here. Kindly forgive me for going overboard. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
श्रील प्रभुपाद की पिताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।
मेरा